Morning, everybody. Let's turn our Bibles to Proverbs 3, verse 23. I'd like to read the last half of this chapter. Verse 23, "My son, do not be careless, but keep my counsel and thinking, that your soul may live and grace may abound around your neck." I've been thinking a lot this week or month about taking life seriously and not just floating along. And I think it's really easy for us to get careless with the short time that we have. And I have a verse here in Luke 12:48 we don't have to turn to. It says, "To whom much is given, much will be required." And we've been given so much here by our parents and church that let's not be careless with it. And let's see. We'll just continue reading here in verse 25. "And there will be healing for your flesh and care for your bones, that you may walk confidently in peace in all your ways, and your foot may not stumble. For if you sit down, you will be without fear. And if you lie down, your sleep will be pleasant." And I was thinking while we were, the Peace, Perfect Peace song kind of went with that pretty good that we sang this morning. "And if you lie down, your sleep will be pleasant. And do not be afraid of intimidation when it comes to you, nor the attack of the ungodly when it comes at you. For the Lord will be over all your ways, and he will plant your feet firmly, that you may not be shaken. Do not withhold doing good to the needy. When you may give a helping hand, do not say, when you are able to do good, 'Come back tomorrow, and I'll give you something.' For you know not, for you do not know what the next day will bring forth." And I was thinking about the giving here. It doesn't have to be money or food necessarily. It could be your time or many other things. Verse 32. "Do not devise evil things against your friend who dwells beside you and trusts in you. Do not be ready to quarrel with a man in vain, lest he do you some harm. Do not incur the reproach of evil men, neither seek their ways. For every lawless man is unclean before the Lord, and he does not sit among the righteous. The curse of God is in the house of the ungodly, but he blesses the dwellings of the righteous. The Lord opposes the arrogant, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but the ungodly exalt dishonor." I was thinking of that last verse there, the ungodly exalt dishonor. And we seem to see more and more of that recently. And one more verse that stuck out to me is, "Do not be ready to quarrel with a man in vain." That's just one thing for us to think about. That's all I had. Any prayer requests? All right, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful week and nice weather and fellowship and friends and good community. Thank you for everything you've given us, and pray for David that you give him words to speak this morning. Help us do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Truthfulness.